Boom, and we're live. Welcome to the first 2021 Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a bit of a break. Hopefully you guys did well in our absence. And there was a lot of fantasy football to go through during the Christmas period and the New Year's period as well. But yeah, man, we're back. Let's get right into it. So yeah, so this episode, I just really want to talk about different strategies. So I'm not really talking about, you know, which players to pick. There's only about what, 6 fixtures this week, so there's not a lot to choose from. Well, depending on your strategy. So what I want to talk about is whether to use, for those who still have their free hit chip, whether or not to use it. So in my case, I'm using it because I only had about 6 active players, if not 5. And that's clearly not enough, you know. So my initial plan was to use my free hit the following week in the double game week to kind of maximize on my all 11 players having double fixtures. Maybe bar one, like a Son or something. But that was the idea. But then, you know, they then moved the Aston Villa game against Spurs, postponed it rather, and, you know, I lost Calvert-Lewin as well to an injury. All of a sudden, I didn't have enough players for me not to use a chip in this week. So I then decided to go for a free hit and have 11 players because, look, it's easy to take hits, right, this week. But if you take too many hits, because my thinking is, okay, I'll have, you know, 5 players with 0 points this week who don't have fixtures. And I would rather take, you know, the risk of, you know, well, that was my initial thinking before using the free hit. I'll take -4 from, rather -8 from 3 transfers, and then I'll miss out on maybe 2 or 3 players not playing, which isn't too bad. And I was going to get 0 points from them anyway, so I'd rather risk it, get 2 points, then I've only lost 2 points for each player, and then hopefully actually get some returns over the transfers I make. So that was the idea. But now there's just too many players, and if I was to make, you know, if I was to do the same thing and maybe get a -12 or maybe even -16, I can buy those 16 points back by just using a free hit. So I'm basically buying 16 points by using the free hit, which is a lot. That's a lot of points, a point difference compared to the following week where it's more of a cosmetic change. You know, I have players who are going to play, but it's more of just trying to get the players that I think will get the most points. But will I get a 16-point difference from this week versus next week? And the answer is it's going to be very difficult to do that, you know. So that's why I decided to use my chip this week instead of next week. It just made mathematical sense. So that's what I really wanted to kind of advise people on, you know, with the few hours left before the game week starts. Now, in terms of the people to actually bring in, if you do decide to do this, let's start off with the captain choice. For me, it's always going to be Bruno away from home. He has performed more often than not away from home. He has the most double figure holes in the first 17 game weeks. So he's always an easy choice. And then the other easy choice, I guess easy-ish choice, is De Bruyne, who is on form. You know, he's in the middle of everything good that's been happening with Man City. But I still prefer Bruno away from home for me, you know. Son is an option, but for me, you know, Fulham has just been playing too well. Obviously, they're coming off the back of some COVID issues, and you don't know how they're going to bounce back from that. So I guess that could be a reason to go for Son, but yeah, Fulham has been good, man. They've been good defensively. They've just been more solid of late. But if we're talking about the free hit, the teams at the back that I back are, you know, there's Cancelo, who'll probably start at left back this week. I actually didn't look who started for Man City in the FA Cup, but Cancelo's just been too good for him to be benched, and Man City do need the points because now they're going for a title charge. You know, they're not playing games anymore. So I don't expect him to be rotated. I expect Kyle Walker to come back and for Cancelo to play at left back. I mean, he's been phenomenal. This, just going forward, he has been extremely unlucky to not get, you know, assists or even goals sometimes because he's just getting into very, very good positions. I actually have Stones in my team, but for the free hit, I brought Cancelo in because he's just an animal, right, at this point. I like Saiss against Everton mainly because, again, he's good going forward. He's a threat on set pieces. And they're actually missing Calvert-Lewin. So that affects their attacking output. They'll probably start Tosun there. You know, Richarlison is still a doubt, but he's likely to play, especially now that Calvert-Lewin's out for this game. I just can't see them. I see them risking Calvert-Lewin in this game. But, you know, without Calvert-Lewin, it's going to be difficult. I kind of like Maguire. I'm not really confident, to be honest. You know, United just always concede at least one goal away from home, even if it's Burnley. Burnley, they can easily score from a set piece. You know, they're that kind of team. So I'm not very confident with him. Spurs might actually be a better bet, but again, Fulham is a tricky customer, you know, with Lookman and the likes. So I don't know, Tierney maybe against Palace might be an option. Yeah, so my top two options are the ones I spoke of first, you know, Man City and Wolves, and then yeah, take your pick between, you know, Tierney, Reguilon, and Maguire. Yeah, take your pick there. I won't give advice on that one. And then moving on to midfield, I like Rashford. Rashford has been good away from home. He's just been good in general, but he's been very dangerous and potent away from home. So I like him there. And then, you know, Son has to stay in the team for sure. And then De Bruyne is a guy that needs to come in. And then Fernandes is a mainstay for everyone, pretty much. Now, going further ahead, Lacazette has been in pretty decent form. You know, he's scored in, I believe, the last two games. Actually, last three games. He has four goals in the last three games. So, yeah, that's not bad, you know, if you ask me. So, yeah, he's one to bring in against Palace. And then Callum Wilson against Sheffield. Absolutely. You know, as far as the options that are there this week, absolutely a guy to have. You know, Benteke is an interesting option. Arsenal have been much stronger at the back, but, you know, if they're going to concede, you know, it's going to be Zaha, Benteke, that kind of threat. And then as far as keepers are concerned, I expect Guaita to have quite a few saves, may not have a clean sheet. Probably not. But if he does, by some chance, get a clean sheet, he'll get bonus points because that would mean he's saved quite a bit from Arsenal's attack. But if you're looking for guaranteed clean, I would guess Ederson is a good bet. You know, basically the same teams that I spoke of at the on defense. You can get, you know, one of their keepers, Kyle Darlow against Sheffield. Although Sheffield typically score, they just concede a lot. Yeah. I mean that's pretty much it. But you know, it's this week was big in terms of the strategy of using your chips. Because here's the thing: there's gonna be a few more double game weeks going forward with all these games being rescheduled and, you know, just congestion with the European football, FA Cup, all, and the lot. So, yeah, you don't have to use your chips right now, but I just felt like I had to for this week, and then I'll deal with the following weeks as they come. You know, I might even use a bench boost next week. Who knows at this point? I still have my triple captain intact and my January wild card. So, it's about maximizing. If you see that there's a chance to maximize your points total, your points returns for the week, then I absolutely go for it. But yeah, this is all I needed really to talk about. And all the best for this week, guys. It's going to be fun. This is where fantasy gets really interesting, when you start strategizing in terms of using your chips and your wild cards. So all the best for the week, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.